Brilliance Audio presents Deep Black, Dark Zone by Stephen Kuntz and Jim DeFelice.
Chapter 1. Charles Dean saw her first. The beauty of her face sliced past his jet lag, shocking his eyes and reaching whatever primal instinct it is that makes a man react immediately to beauty. The bright glint of her smile stood out against her rounded cheeks like the chiseled perfection of a Michelangelo sculpture, their milky whiteness accentuated by the red-orange curls streaming back from her head like flames. The rest of her body was as beautiful as her face, but it was the face, her eyes, her mouth, her smile, that caught his attention, riveting him so that he stared through the window of the London bus. It captured him so completely that when the smile began to change to a frown, he felt the woman's sadness. As her expression changed from frown to confusion, he, too, became puzzled. And then he realized what was happening. The woman on the street was being robbed. In the next moment, he saw that his partner, they were traveling covertly to the same destination, not sitting together, was rushing past him to get out of the bus. Dean got up as well, following, thinking that he had lost track of the stops and missed the one where they were supposed to get off and have breakfast. It wasn't until he reached the steps of the double-decker bus that he realized his companion, NSA Deep Black operative Tommy Carr, was running to help the girl. The bus stopped just long enough for them to get out. Dean got to the sidewalk and started to follow Carr. The other op was a bear of a man, and when walking seemed to lumber, but once sprinting he could move extremely fast. He was moving now, pulling far ahead past the woman and closing on the thief. Dean chased them around the corner toward a narrow alleyway. Professional paranoia kicked in as Dean neared the...